All right, let's get to it. Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this thing off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How the hell do I get my show into all the apps that people like to use, you know? And how do I make money from my podcast? How do I make money off of this? You know what I'm saying? The answer to every one of these questions is it's pretty easy. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Yeah, that's right, all that. It does all that. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with the great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad, okay? No, but seriously, man, like, I used to host, do my podcast on another, platform. I don't want to mention the name, but they were charging me, you know, it's not a lot, but it adds up, you know, like, every month. And I'm just like, I'm not even making money off of this, man, for me to be paying like that. So I decided to just look for something, and I found Anchor, and dude, it is great. So anyways, I'll get back to the podcast, but recommended. 100% recommended. Download Anchor. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start. And join me and let's get it done. All right, let's get back to the podcast. Okay, so I'm back. The weekend is over and the Super Bowl is over. Tom Brady, you did not get your ring, boy. He already has a lot of rings, so it don't even matter. But super crazy weekend. And by that, I mean completely boring. And by that, I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. But, yeah, weekend's over. You know, I was supposed to be studying for this Pre-Cal 2/trigonometry test that I have today. And I'm nowhere near prepared for it, so I will fail. Okay? I'm going to fail that. I'm going to fail. Okay? Because, man, it's this moves too fast, man. I need... You know, I mean, I guess I should have, you know, practiced more, but you know what? I'm not even worried because if I fail, I still have a chance. Even I still have a chance. I believe it. I believe that I do. Now, Tom Brady didn't have a chance, but, now he did. He almost made it to the other side too. He only had what, a minute? He almost did in a minute. It was that one last fumble, man. It just changed the whole freaking game. And that fumble is the equivalent to me not studying. You see what I'm saying? I fumbled it, so now I'm going to fail. I ain't going to get my ring. I'm not going to pass, and Tom Brady is going to retire, okay? I don't have much time. I only have about 2 minutes here to speak, and then I'll update a little bit later on to see if, you know, let you guys know if I failed. I'm kind of like, right now I'm going to go study for like 30 minutes, 40 minutes to get as much information into my head as I can, you know what I'm saying? As much information and less burritos, more information. Because too many burritos go in me and I needed some information. I laid out the burritos, but the information comes in, it comes out the other ear. So it's like if I'm eating, it doesn't make sense. All right, so that's that. I just kind of think it's sad that I've never been able to see the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl, man. One day before I die, I want to see that, bro. That's probably never going to happen. All right. So, to you Cowboy fans, I really am sorry, but you're, like, waiting on, you know, I don't know, you're waiting on, I don't know what's the good comparison to that, but I hope one day I get to see the freaking, you know, Cowboys go to the Super Bowl one day, you know, because the Super Bowl is fun to watch. Keep in mind, I wasn't really going for a specific team. I was kind of more going towards the Patriots just because I like them. You know, I think they're pretty dope. Tom Brady's the shiz, you know. But I know he has a, you know, history of being a cheater, I guess is the right word. I like it to think of more of it as a critical thinker, you know, like. this makes sense. But hopefully I can see the Cowboys one day make it to the Super Bowl, man. That'll be fun, you know. It was fun watching the Super Bowl. I was, you know, running back and forth, watching these plays going down the last couple minutes, and it was pretty crazy. But that's the update. Just want to let you know, I might fail my test today. Not that it matters to you. It really doesn't. I just wanted to share that, my failure with other people. That way I can inspire others to fail the same way I am today. I will update after I get out of class to tell you how badly I failed.
And if I'm even academically restricted to even go to class anymore, how bad I'm going to fail. But that's that, and I'm out. Later. Okay, so it is approximately 9:23 right now. And I walked out of my class. I was, so first of all, I thought the test was today for my, you know, pre-Cal 2 class slash trig. And I put emphasis on slash trig because that exact, pre-Cal 2 doesn't do a justice of the crap that we have to learn in that class. So trig, basically, trigonometry, right? You know, so, I thought the test was today, wrong, it's on Wednesday, which is fine. You know, I was like, boom, all right, let's go. But I had a bad feeling. I was like, oh, that means we're going to learn some other crap today, and I'm not prepared for this, man. I barely understand what we've been doing this last other weeks. Sure enough, what is the first thing he puts on the board? Okay, this is the thing, man, all right? And I'm going to rant here a little bit, you know, for my three listeners. I'm going to rant here. Because I just hate, my nipples bleed, bro. When you take numbers out of math and any kind of logic and expect us to learn it, you know, because that, we need, okay. So basically we're going over proofing. I'm not going to explain what it is because I still don't know what the hell it is myself. So basically he wrote on the board this, tangent squared theta equals secant theta. No, okay, let me read that again because that sounded really bad. Tangent squared theta over secant theta equals sine theta tangent theta. Now, how can we simplify that? So, okay, first of all, teacher, who you suck, by the way, why would I need to learn this, okay? I understand, you know, high school math, it's just part of the curriculum, you know, we just got to learn it because eventually, what a career path you choose, you're going to have to, you know, use math. I understand, okay, math is everywhere. I love math. I do numbers every day. I use numbers every day. I use geometry every day. I use angle. My career is math. Yet I have yet to come to a situation where I have a formula tangent squared theta over secant theta equals sin theta tan. You know, I don't even want to say these damn things anymore, man. Why? Basically, what he said is this is proofing. He says when there's mathematicians that come up with new formulas, there has to be ways to be able, they have to be able to prove you right or prove you're wrong. So you use these formulas to see if that idea they use is correct. Why the hell would I need to know that, man? You're telling me a mathematician of 32 years of class and math that you've been learning, I'm going to try and correct you with my 1.5 year of community college math to prove your formula wrong. Why would I need to do that, man? It's not like how much, let's say you're mixing a Kool-Aid. Hey, how much Kool-Aid do we need? Well, if you get the inverse of sine theta, inverse theta tangent over secant one, a tablespoon. The freak? There's no freaking math. There's no numbers in that thing, man. I was horribly lost. Cause do you have any questions? And I'd be like, yeah, all of them. Cause I don't know what you even wrote on the board right now. And he's like, he basically brushed it like this. He said, if your teacher didn't take the time to teach you proofing and geometry in high school, you're gonna have a really hard time doing this. Anyways, so let's go ahead and do 30 problems, assuming you already know this, right? So there's 45 minutes left in the class, and I'm sitting there. I seem to be the only one understanding, you know, and it's horrible, man. I mean, I can't wrap my head around something that doesn't require numbers or math. I understand adding variables to numbers, right? I can understand how that is, you know, necessary. I know this is supposed to be the Laughster podcast, by the way. This is Danny, but I'm ranting right now because I walked out of that class because to me, it's a waste of time for me to be sitting there pretending that like I know what he's talking about. He's like, so basically, we take sine inverse of cotangent theta divided by the adhesive tape. I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay. Like, you better pretend like I know what you're talking about. This is basically what he's saying. Like, this is how it sounds to me. Okay, so he's like, it's like if he's writing on the board or if he tells you, okay, so tree squared over light pole divided by 2 equals swimming pool divided by takis. All right, that's exactly what the hell that it looks like in my head because I can't make any relation between anything that he's talking about. Oh, so See, you know the part where I said a light pole over, I don't know what the hell I said. So what's another way to we can describe what I just said? So what we're going to do is we're going to replace all of that with... And I'm sorry, guys. That thing got interrupted there. I think I passed my five-minute limit. So I'm going to close off with this, all right? Okay. He's saying a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, I had to walk out of that class and... Because it was making my... You know how there's that math or when you're it's giving you a headache because you're thinking too hard. You're trying to see the numbers and trying to find the correlation between them. It was so bad that I didn't even have a headache. It was that bad. In other words, I had no idea. I had no idea what he was writing on the board to where my mind can even attempt to even think about what he wrote on the board. So my mind was like, I don't even know what that is, fam. And I ain't even trying to look. Okay, so I'm gonna fall asleep right here and wake me up when we're gone because I'm hungry. So basically, I walked out and I hope he notices why. That teacher sucks at explaining things. He is terrible. Half of the things I've learned in that class are because I've been doing the freaking little homework on the freaking website or nothing. Not by him. He's a horrible teacher. And I'm sorry, Mr. Hipster Beard Guy. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But you are not a good teacher. And I'm considering dropping the damn class. But I need the damn class. So I'm going to try and wing it. I'm going to wing it. All right. I'm going to wing it. But that's it. I just wanted to give an update on that. I am taking the test on what I do know so far. And what I mean by that is what I think I know some, most of, you know, kind of on Wednesday. But this whole proofing section, I'm going to try and get a zero on that and make up for it later because... I really did try looking at the board and looking at, basically this guy was like saying, Toyota squared over pickup truck Y equal, there's not even damn numbers in that thing, okay, I'm not gonna keep ranting, alright, and I'm gonna close it off with a joke, alright, let's see, let me think of a good joke that I can tell you guys, my teacher, boom, there it is, I just dropped it, drop the applause, my teacher's a joke, alright. But I'm going to let you guys off. I'm really tired. I'm hungry. This was more of a rant, but I do apologize to the four people listening to this. I know it's supposed to be a kind of more of an up-tempo, funny, you know, kind of podcast thing. This is just a random update for that. But this is Danny. This is the Laughster Podcast. And I do want to go ahead and try out a couple of these features like call-ins and... maybe even a couple prank calls. Maybe that's what I'll do for my next segment. But let's see what goes on with that. And I am signing off. And I'm going to go jump off a bridge. And hopefully I'll die. Because if I don't die, I'll have to go to the freaking math class the next morning. So that's it for me. I'm all done. I'm going to go eat food. And maybe I'll retain some of the brain cells I lost right now. But alright guys. Thanks for... taking the time to hear the stupidity coming out of the hole in my face. But, that's what she, no, I'm kidding. Michael Scott. That's what she said. Okay. I'm out. I'm outy boy. Laters. Nah, I'm still here. Okay. No, for real, later. I do appreciate anybody listening to this. Do not take pre-cal 2 if you really hate math. Keep in mind, I love math and I hate the damn class. Maybe it's just a teacher. But I don't know, I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore, you know? What the hell's happening to the planet? You know, are plants alive? Can they hear your conversations? All right? Are they there in your most intimate moments? Okay? I don't know. I don't even know, you know... you know what? I'm not even going to keep talking because I'm going to keep ranting. And we're not going to go into that right now. And I'm almost up on another 5 minutes on this damn thing. But I do appreciate it. I will see y'all later. And if anyone wants to... you know, do a call-in on the podcast. You know, I have a couple things I do want to talk about, movies being one and stuff. So if anyone's down for that, you can hit me up. Those of you that know me, I'll go ahead and, you know, call you during one of my segments or a call, you know, while I'm recording and stuff. I want to try out these features and stuff, so I think that'll be fun. Even a couple games, you know. But anyways, that's it. This is the Laughster Podcast, and I'm out. Laters.